Romans 15, verse 4 reminds us that the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning. They were written for our learning to support or bolster our hope that we have and we see in the New Testament. Those things that give us our background, show us the providence of God, shows us the things that God gave us as patterns or shadows of things that were to come to better help us understand our hope and what was accomplished when Jesus Christ came later. We got givens that we go back and we look at. When I say givens, you know, there's some things that God established that are just given. We need no explanation for it. And one of the things that he gives or he makes his rule was that blood was the price for redemption or for sin. That's just been, he's a just and a righteous God, and in his creation, that's a given. It's always been that way. Sacrifice is something that you see from the very, very beginning. We know Cain and Abel. Abel was killed by Cain, but this was over. A lot of it was started from the sacrifice that they have. So we see all the way back in the beginning, God was requiring sacrifice for sin. That's a pattern, a given that we see that plays out throughout his whole word. Abraham and Isaac, Noah. You know, Noah sacrificed. That's the first thing he did when they came off the ark. So we know sacrifice was founded in the patriarchal age from the very beginning. God gave us record of that to help us, as we just mentioned from Romans 15:4, better understand what we enjoy now, today, as Christians. Leviticus 17 and 11 makes that comment that blood has always been the atonement for the soul, or the price or the cost that was paid for the sins. That's just the way God had it. We skip forward a little bit in time when we look back and we see a time that comes later on when we come up to Egypt, and we remember from our history that we know and from the things that were written before that the Hebrews ended up in Egypt. They were sustained by God by being there. A great, wonderful story of how they ended up there with Joseph and his sustaining the bloodline of Abraham, and how God played his providence out through there. And they enjoyed 430 some odd years of existence in Egypt, but it was not all in joy. It began as something pleasant under the eyesight of Joseph, but we know later on Pharaoh's changed. There came a time when they were no longer special to that country, but they were slaves. And things got bad. God saw a time when judgment was going to be brought. Things were going to be played out. And he gave us signs and shadows the way things were going to play out later. I guess what kind of got me on this thought was, you know, we've gone through a class here with Ray on Revelation, and we see so many things that foreshadowed other things. We see that, and we can see how God brought these things into existence. So we're in Egypt, and there comes a time that God's going to exact his judgment on Pharaoh. God is playing out his providence. It's time to bring the Hebrew nation out from under the Egyptian bondage, and he begins working his wonders there. And some of them through, as we studied tonight, the plagues. Moses, you know, is working. God worked through Moses to bring the plagues upon Egypt to work out what he wanted to do. One of the things that they wanted to do was to leave Egypt. They wanted to go sacrifice or worship their God. So we see that carrying on as it went on. The death angel, the 10th plague. We see a time come when God has had enough. He has shown his power, and he even tells Moses that this is this plague was going to be, it's going to be evidence to the whole world of his power and his control. And he's going to bring them out under this 10th plague. Their instruction, when it came to that, something came into existence that's always kind of been there, but it's really accentuated here when he starts the Passover. He tells them, you take a lamb, an unspotted lamb, and you kill that for each family. And you take that blood and you visibly mark those doorposts, those lintels. And when I come through and the destroyer does his work, that will be passed over. Those will be safe. He wanted to make a statement to the whole world. I will watch over my people. There again, we see an example where blood was required for that Passover. So the angel passed over in salvation. Today, look at 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 7. Here in giving instruction, Paul giving instruction to the Corinthians, he finishes up his comment here in verse 7. I'll read the whole verse, but it says, "Purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us." We see the shadow of what was to come through the Son of God that happened with the Hebrew nation as God brought them out. A lamb, just as theirs was to be unspotted, Christ was unspotted. A perfect lamb. Man couldn't provide that blood. There was no perfect man. Christ was the only perfect blood. God provided it. He was that unspotted lamb that provided that perfect blood. The blood of his that was to be willingly shed and was to be contacted or to cleanse, to be put on our doorsteps, our lintels, that God can pass over our sins and salvation can come from that. Great lessons that we can go back and the things written aforetime can show us God's mind and His intent. The power of that blood that's contacted or marks us at baptism, it cleanses us. We receive the remission of those sins. The very things that we looked at in the Old Testament. Therefore, we can face judgment. Not that we've lived our lives great, many haven't. But we can know that we are marked by the blood of Christ. We're washed in it. And the Passover, the judgment will pass over us too, just as He's told us to. If you're here tonight and you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, you cannot put these things off. Tonight is the night. Today is the day of salvation. You don't put these things off. You too can be marked. You can be found, cleansed, and washed by the blood, and that occurs at baptism. If you're here, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you believe that, and you believe that He died and was resurrected, you're willing to confess that before men, repent from your old ways, you can be baptized tonight for the remission of your sin. Acts 2:38, a baptism that introduces you into the kingdom or the church, into Christ, and you are ready for your judgment that awaits if you live your life faithfully. If we can help you in any way tonight, if you're here and you've already done that, and you have matter if you need encouragement or problems, sins that need to be brought before the congregation, please make your way forward as we stand and as we sing.